A six-month-old child, held in his mother's arms, has been fasting since he was born. His shriveled body is half the weight of a normal child his age. He will soon die of starvation. Thousands of children are malnourished or starve in war-torn countries such as Yemen. These children are our brothers and sisters. We belong to a common humanity. In the first reading, Abraham and Sarah have been blessed with a son, Isaac. God seems to ask Abraham to return this blessed gift to God in sacrifice. When Abraham was willing to give God even his beloved son, God recognized Abraham did not withhold anything from God. And therefore God said to him, "I will bless you abundantly and make your descendants as countless as the stars of the sky and the sands of the seashore." St. Paul reminds us that God gave us everything. God did not withhold from us his own son. If God was willing to give his own son, how much more will God give us if we generously return the blessings we have received to God? The Transfiguration Gospel shows us the final glory Jesus would receive after giving back his life to his Father. From the cloud that overshadowed Peter, James, and John, a voice spoke, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." We hear that the journey to our final glory involves sacrifice. To sacrifice for others is to bless them. To bless is to bestow a gift on someone, something of value, something important. A blessing is expressed in words, symbols, or even in a person, like us. God blesses us by giving us the entire earth as our home, and all humanity as our brothers and sisters. God is not distant from the blessings he gives us. Rather, God is also present in the very blessings we receive, present in one another, and present in all creation. When we give blessings and sacrifices to others and to God, we fast. Isaiah describes the fasting that God desires. "This is the fasting that I wish, releasing those bound unjustly, untying the thongs of the yoke, setting free the oppressed, breaking every yoke, sharing your bread with the hungry, sheltering the oppressed and the homeless, clothing the naked when you see them, and not turning your back on your own. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, 'Here I am.'" Our world may have forgotten that God is the source of all blessing, the source of all that sustains our lives. If we ignore the giver of blessing and delight only in the blessing itself, we may forget to return our blessings to God and to one another, to those who hunger and are suffering. We may grow indifferent to the tragedy of our brothers and sisters. During Lent, with God's help, we try to put on the mind of Christ. As we listen to and observe Christ, we see he gives himself wholeheartedly and in love, especially to those hungering for blessing, for freedom and hope. Christ gives himself to us also, so that we too can become food for one another. Then with Christ in the Eucharist we can say, "This is my body, which will be given up for you." Then we are confident God will bless us, as God blessed Abraham, bringing blessings forth from our lives as countless as the stars of the sky and the sands of the seashore.